OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you're tuned in to the E-Buzz. Like Jagger, it's me. Welcome to the early show, y'all, on EOTM Radio. Carla B is here, and I have a very exciting rockin', jockin', spittin', slittin', all that show for y'all, for real. I'm going to be chatting with actor, dancer, entrepreneur, radio, TV personality, etc., etc., etc. He's doing more things than me. Lacey Darrell Phillips, he'll be in the house. He's also known as Uncle Earl, so make sure you are with me for the duration of the show tonight. couple quick announcements. Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay, couple quick announcements, y'all. EOTM Media Group is proud to announce, starting in about 6 weeks, selected EOTM TV footage will air on LA's cable network channel 36. This new show will center around our red carpet interviews as well as our exclusive celebrity interviews and celebrity news. So make sure you stay connected to EOTMRadio.com as well as EOTMTV.com for all the 411 on this and other exciting, exciting new projects. Also, actually, our studio line is open, so you can call in and chat me up or talk to me. My number is 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. And considering we're just talking about EOTM TV, celebrity news, I got somebody who got the 411 on some stuff. So I got to, at this time, welcome my girl, Sweet T, the Sassy Diva. What's goody, girl?
What's up, Kyla B?
Hey. I heard you. Hey, girl, I was actually on your blog, and I saw some new stuff that you had posted, so I just wanted to, you know, definitely wanted to give you some time. Oh, I broke my phone. Okay. I wanted to give you some time to talk about it a little bit. I know that we talked a little bit last week about the craziness with your girl, Jada Pinkett, and her new boyfriend, Mark Anthony. I heard you wanted to elaborate. I'm just kidding. What's up with that? Because there's so much stuff.
That's a rumor.
Okay.
As she say, as her husband say, Will, out of his own mouth, they say that's not true.
Mm.
So,
okay.
You know,
okay.
It could be true, but they say it's not true. You know how that goes.
Right, right. Another thing I wanted to touch on really quickly that I just thought was so crazy, and I actually found it on our blog site, EOTMblog.com. So y'all know that yesterday T.I. was being released to a halfway house after serving like 11 months of his one-year prison sentence, and I found out that the same day, he wasn't even out of jail like one full day. He was actually, the feds actually picked him up and took him back to prison to serve his last month. So we're trying to figure out, okay, what was up? What was up with that? And from what we found out, and you can elaborate on it, Sweetie, we found out that basically he was picked up from jail by his entourage. They were in like a party bus. And so allegedly what some people are saying is that some people on the party bus, they were convicted felons, and I guess T.I. wasn't supposed to be hanging around those people, so they found out, and they actually picked him up from the halfway house and took him back to jail. So I just thought that was crazy. A lot of people are saying it's a big conspiracy. They're out to get him. What's your thoughts on that, T.T.?
Well, first of all, I agree on both ends because I really think they're out to get him because they're watching him real closely, okay? And second of all, T.I., come on now. He should know better. I mean, how many chances do he think he posed to? How many times do you think he got to go through this to learn?
Right.
He didn't learn from your mistakes. You know, come on. Last time he got out of jail, he got married, went to Las Vegas, got pulled over because he had drugs in the car. Okay, come on. Now you get out of jail, all your thug friends on the party bus.
Yeah.
Come on. You
just, yeah.
Come on. Be smart now. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's hard for black guys nowadays. It's just, you know, don't let people take your stuff away from you so quickly that you worked so hard for. Stop thinking smart.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy, and I feel bad for him, but I think he's going to have to definitely learn his lesson in regards to who he's hanging around with. Yeah, it's crazy.
But he didn't even get a chance to get none.
Poor baby. Well, anyway, girlfriend, thanks so much for chiming in just for a minute and updating us on the 411 and giving us your perspective. So what's up? When will you be back on air, Sweet Tea?
Like I always say around this time, I do my shows every other Tuesday, so I will not be on this Tuesday coming up, but next Tuesday, look out for your girl. Holla at your girl, as I say. Holla at your girl.
Holla at your girl. Thanks, Sweet Tea girl. Until next time. time, okay?
Okay, deuces.
Peace. Alrighty, so if you are just tuning in, I am happy to report that you are here with me, and tonight, you're here with me tonight, y'all, because you have accepted truth and love. Yes, by swallowing the red pill, you are here with me, so welcome to the E-Buzz, y'all. And with that, I wanna definitely give a warm welcome to a handsome gentleman. Now, this, let me just tell you, I am just so in awe of this guy because he's doing so many great things. His name is Lacey Darrell Phillips, also known as Uncle Earl, I think. Oh, but hopefully I didn't mess that up. But he's an artist extraordinaire, y'all. His career encompasses acting, singing, dancing, songwriting, and just teaching. And he's actually performed with the likes of Bette Davis, Gregory Hines, Lou Ross, Debbie Allen, Beyonce Knowles, Cuba Gooding Jr., just to name a few. So I'm kind of actually getting a little bit irritated because our show is only an hour, and I don't know who this guy thinks he is. I mean, like, taking up all of my time on his biography. I mean, the nerve of him. What's up? Lacey, it's not fair. It's not fair.
How you doing?
I'm not good. I'm not. But I'm going to welcome you anyway. Welcome to the E-Buzz.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I was just kidding. I promise you I'm not too irritated with you. That was just part of, you know, some rants that I do.
It's,
I don't know what.
It's all good. It's all love.
All right. As long as you think that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Well, again, welcome to the show, Lacey.
Thank
and I
you.
Know I shared with our listeners a little bit about you. So I want you to do one thing for me. Actually,
okay.
It's going to be more than one thing tonight. But to start off with, for our listeners out there globally, that for whatever reason may have been living underneath a rock or something. I know I already shared with them a little bit about you, but go ahead in your own words, just a quick snapshot of Uncle Earl Lacey Darrell Phillips.
Wow. Well, I'll try to make it quick, but it's a cavalcade. It's a
hour. Yeah.
Okay. Basically, I'm a New Yorker, native New Yorker. And I've been in the entertainment and born in Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn in the house. But I've been in the business since I was 9 years old, and I'm 29 now, lies. But I grew up around a mom who is a singer and actress and entertainer, so that's how I was introduced into the arts. And I did not have much training, but I had a lot of passion and a lot of energy. And I could sing a little bit, and I could dance a little bit. So my mom would do shows, audition, and they would put me in there because I guess I could hang. And then I started training. I went to Alvin Ailey American Dance Center as a young man. And I studied there for 2 years on a full scholarship.
Mm.
And then my first job out of there was Sophisticated Ladies, Duke Ellington's show with Gregory Hines.
Wow.
Yeah. I skipped a few things at the time. But then after that, I went back to school for a little while because, you know, I left school to do the show. Back to school.
Right.
And then I went on to do a few other Broadway productions, and then I wound up meeting Debbie Allen in the Bob Fosse production of Sweet Charity when I was, like, 25.
Wow.
And she said, honey, if you get out to L.A., give me a call. Next thing she knows, boom, boom, I'm at the door. How you doing? And she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "You told me to come, and here I am." And then I worked with her for 10 years as an assistant.
Wow!
And I performed on the Academy Awards with her. Everything she did after Fame, I was there. Like the Academy Awards, I did a TV film called Stomping at the Savoy. I was featured as Teddy the MC. I was on A Different World for 2 seasons.
Wow.
As a featured actor, singer, dancer, whatever needed to be done. And then I started to work in Japan as a teacher and choreographer for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was working both between America. So, I mean, I can go on and keep giving you things, but it's just a lot of things. I've just been blessed. Let me say that.
Right.
I've been blessed to work with wonderful people and wonderful mentors and people who were about love for the arts. And I didn't run into a lot of those people who were the snobby ones. You know, I was
right.
Thankful. You know, let me see. To go on as a performer, I did that as a performer. Then I stepped on the production side, and
right.
I got to work with the likes of, like, Mariah Carey, Lauryn Hill, Grace Jones, Peabo Bryson, Melissa Manchester, and name a few people. So I believe that people should just enjoy life and entertain any side of you that you have a passion for, and don't let anyone tell you no.
Right. Wow.
And now I've gone over and I have this project called Ultimate Underground, which encompasses everything that I've ever learned in my life. It's a global music, arts, education, entertainment project, and that encompasses radio, TV, film, theater, and music.
Wow.
And what I want to do with that is bridge the gap between humanity with the arts and education. And, you know, and just say, hey, we're all trying to do the same thing. It may be in a different language, but it's the same thing. And why can't we all really get along?
Exactly.
Share?
Exactly. And that's
yeah.
and that's really a beautiful thing. That's really a beautiful thing. I want to kind of digress a little bit, and I'm still stuck at that moment when Debbie Allen said, "Whenever you you know come to Los Angeles, call her up," and you did. I know a lot of people probably get that from some people, and you got to really think, okay, does she really mean that? Should I really call her? So.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so you must have had a really, really good vibe, or you just, I mean, what made you decide to call her?
You know, I have a really good vibe, but I'm a New Yorker. We're very assertive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if someone says that they'll do something, I'll do it, I'm going to check them on it.
Right.
You know, and some people, it's like social networking. You meet someone, you can't just meet them and put the card in your back pocket.
Exactly.
You've got to reach out. You've got to extend, go the extra mile if you have to. And
yes.
And when I reached out to her, I didn't ask for anything.
Right.
I just said, hey, I'm here. If there's anything you ever need, I'm here. Call me up. I'll wash your floors. I'll wash your car. I'll
right.
do your laundry. You know, watch your kids. You
right.
know, whatever.
Right.
And, you know, and you just become endeared to someone, and then they might throw you a little nugget. But if not,
right.
just within their presence, you can learn so much from them.
Exactly.
You know, it's not about getting something. It's about giving, and then
mm-hmm.
in giving, you receive.
Exactly. And that
yeah.
is so, that right there is just so key. So, oh my God. So I had already had like some questions that I wanted to touch bases with you, but you know, since you've been on and you've been talking, I mean, my mind is like totally different. I'm like, wow, because you really have so much great information that I'm just praying that our listeners are definitely going to, you know, maybe even getting a pen and paper because this man is definitely someone that you can learn from. So, you know, what I want to do is definitely just give these listeners a moment. I know we get a lot of different indie artists that are listening to the show. Go right now. Get a pen and paper. You got 8 seconds. 8 seconds, y'all. 3, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. All right, okay. So if they don't have it, that's on them. And I guess it's cool even if they don't because they can, like, you know, this show will be archived.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's archived. What
all
am
right.
I talking about? Okay.
Right.
Make it hard form, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with the Ultimate Underground Project. And
yeah.
I guess before you even get into that, I want to give our listeners just a brief something, I don't even know what to call it, but our introduction as to how I met this great man. We were actually at, we were on the panel together at one of the radio show's music industry seminars late August, and I met him there, and this guy had so much great information that he was sharing with the indie artists. That's why I think that, though, like, music seminars are so, important because it's so much valuable information. There were so many great people on that panel, from A&R, labels, radio hosts, managers, production side, artist development, publicists, everybody, and it was just so much great stuff. And you really impressed me there. I'm like, okay, this man definitely know his stuff. And then just to hear you talking about the Ultimate Underground Project, I mean, that encompasses so many different things.
Yes, it does.
So,
it
really does. So if somebody wanted to, like, get involved, I know because you got the music, you got the TV, all that stuff. So how does it work?
One day at a time, basically. But this, what do you mean by someone wants to get involved with the project?
Okay. I guess we could start, because, you know, it encompasses so many different things. So I guess we can start at one area. You want to start at radio or whatever area you want to start at?
I'll start with the project in general at large. Because what I am is I'm an open door policy. I'm not like someone you're going to send things and it's going to go through 10 assistants and five whatever interns. I'm hands-on. I check every submission. I listen to every piece of music. And I contact the people personally. So if anyone is interested, I do take submissions unsolicited, but I do have sites that do accept submissions for me as well. One is called musicxray.com, and they just look up Lacey Phillips, the Underground Experience Radio Show, or you can just send it to me, to my email, which I will give, LaceyP9@gmail.com. And one great thing they can do is go to
I'm still here.
They can go to the website ultimateunderground.com and join my social networks.
Okay.
That's a great way to keep up with news, updates, show playlists, and information about the movement.
Okay. So the movement.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds big, Lacey.
Oh, yeah, it is a movement. I mean, I consider myself the Crispus Attucks of the entertainment industry.
Wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And you're actually adding that human interest as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Because even the artists that I play on the radio, we just shot our TV pilot 2 months ago. We're editing and pitching. It's going great. It will be coming this fall. But every artist that I play, even on the radio, eventually I will travel to where they are and do a piece on them, a segment on them, even if they're in another country.
Right.
I'm going to do it. So that's where bridging that gap between people, you know, and saying, hey, you know, this person's doing something hot over here. Check this out. You know, and then these people over here. And possibly getting people together to do joint ventures. That's my ultimate goal. You know, like a melting pot of collaboration. With the art.
Wow.
It's fun. It's fun because we've been living in such a me, I generation. Now we need to get back to we and us.
Yes, that's definitely, that's so true. And you're definitely doing that. You're definitely an inspiration. And so hopefully other media folks will definitely, you know, take what you're doing and try to, you know, do something similar or come aboard with you to help push your movement. It doesn't matter as long as you help and give back. And I'll say that's one thing that we definitely do here with EOTM, because actually EOTM is an acronym. It doesn't stand for, it's not Employee of the Month, what most people might think. I'm like, Employee of the Month Radio, yeah! But no, it's not. It's Entrepreneurs on the Movement. We've always been about giving back. That's why we were created, just to be able to network with like-minded individuals. So, you know, that's
beautiful, huh?
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It really, really is, especially when you get people like that to really, you know, push those efforts forward.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you, I have one more extension of the Ultimate Underground. It's a positive thing that's happening this month.
Okay.
Ooh, it's up on me. I'm going to be co-artistic director and musical instructor of the Los Angeles Academy of Performing Arts in Hollywood.
I know I've seen that.
With my partner, John Staley. He's the founding director, artistic director. We're partnering up, and it's going to be in residence at the Paul G. Gleason Theater on Hollywood Boulevard in Wilcox, 6520 Hollywood Boulevard, opening September 12th.
Wow. So it's opening September 12th. So, what can people expect coming there?
People can expect like a jamboree, a potpourri of entertainment goodies. What it is we're starting a junior academy for kids 7 to 12 and a senior academy for kids 13 to 18 in the disciplines of musical theater, Shakespeare, musical instruments, guitar and piano, group singing, solo singing, and aerial arts.
You mean like flying and stuff? What's aerial arts?
Yeah, like Cirque du Soleil, like the silks and the hoops.
Oh,
like
my God.
Yeah, man, we're bringing it. We're bringing it. Because you need to be equipped.
Right.
You know, you can't do one discipline. You need to be well-rounded. Even if you never do it, it's great for you. It's great core training, and it's great for your mind. It helps you compartmentalize and focus and organize and know yourself truly from the inside out, not the outside in. Know what I'm saying?
Right.
Without you in any business you do.
All right. So, September 12th. So, if there's listeners that may want to go attend, where can they go to find more information about that?
Yes, they can go to www.laaperformingarts.org. That's laaperformingarts.org.
And I think he said laaperformingarts.org. And with that, y'all, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Lacey Darrell Phillips, a.k.a. Uncle Earl. Hold tight, y'all.
I see that it's been quite a while since your first consultation. What made you decide to take the leap today?
A lot is going on in my life. I don't want to miss anything.
When we're done, you'll have perfect vision. Hey, do you know what? My assistant's giving me an incomplete file. I'll be right back.
Hold on, you're leaving? Is that supposed to be happening?
Survive the disaster. And then one by one, death comes for them all.
Are you saying that we can't stop this?
There's an answer for everything.
It's kill or be killed.
Nobody's safe.
One thing straight, I'll be there, girl, whenever you call me. When you at home, that's your man. Soon as you land, you say it's all me. Cause shit ain't all G with him no more, you ain't entertained. Since I met you a couple months ago, you ain't been the same. Not saying I'm the richest man alive, but I'm in the game. As long as you keep it 100, I'ma spin his chain.
Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' press. You know if I fall, then we all gon' stunt.
I try to stay out your business, but on the rear you're so obvious. And if you keep fitting me in your plans of fucking up, your man's gonna catch on to us. That white sand surrounding us, he be handcuffing, he should work for them officers. If you rolling, I got a spot where I could put you on this medical and send you home doctored up. You wanna ride with me cause you say that he boring. Wake up, you rolling weed, cooking eggs in the morning. If you're to spend this money, I know I'll make more of it. First you was in the sky, now you say
whenever
you in orbit.
Whenever you
yeah.
want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I fall, then we all gon' stunt. Be there shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I fall, then we all gon' stunt. Turn her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front.
Welcome back to the E-Buzz. This is your girl, Carla B. I just love that. That's so cool. I think I need to get the shortened version because that's always happening to me. That's so irritating. But anyway, I guess you got to love Wiz Khalifa, whatever his name is. I don't know who put that in my playlist. But welcome back, y'all, to the E-Buzz. Your girl, Carla B. here. I am talking with Lacey Darrell Phillips, and it's just so funny. I'm going to tell you guys a story, but I'm not going to tell you. But anyway, I'm talking to Lacey Darrell Phillips. He's definitely someone to know within the entertainment industry, y'all. I know we talked about a lot of different things when it comes to you, Lacey, and welcome back, by the way.
Thank you very much, Carla B.
Oh, no problem. Oh, my God. So you just said my name. I just forgot everything.
Say my name.
I'm just kidding. But, oh, my God. Okay, so we talked about the underground, the Ultimate Underground Project, and we're not done talking about that at all.
Okay.
But you're, it really is. I mean, you need, like, a series. You can't just have an interview.
Hey, put it out there. Put it out there.
I'm just telling you, for real. It's just crazy. Because I'm like, okay, that too? And my intern is saying, don't forget about this. I'm like, oh, Lord, okay. All right. So you, of course, you're on air personality as well over at KCLA, and and the Uncle Earl production. So I know I've been saying Darrell Lacey Phillips, aka Uncle Earl. Talk to us about the Uncle Earl production.
Okay, Uncle Earl is a character. I actually acquired that name when I was about 6 years old from my grandmother.
Okay.
Because I was a little kid with a little pot belly, sway back, and bow legs.
Oh,
I
my God.
I had to wear those little the booties with the metal bar in the middle, you know, to straighten out my legs.
Oh, my God,
I
okay.
I used to walk around, and I had this little lace when I cry, like, ah, ah, and she's like, boy, you walk around here look like some old man. I'm going to have to call you Uncle Earl.
Oh, and my God.
You know, and I loved it. And it's an
wow.
ode to my grandma, Rosa Dinkins, who passed away.
Wow. So that's a beautiful story.
I kept it, named the company after that. And I've changed the company. It was Uncle Earl Productions. I just re-amended. Now it's Uncle Earl Enterprises because we're on the move and we're growing.
Yes. Wow. Uncle Earl Enterprises. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's
he's been around since 2002.
Okay.
I started the company in 2002, so it's 9 years old now.
Oh, it's old. It's an old man.
It's an old man. Old soul.
So tell us about it, Uncle Earl. So what do you do underneath within that company?
Well,
I know
I'm sorry. With under Uncle Earl, that's where Lacey actually gets to do his thing as a performer.
Who is he? And who is he? Lacey. So many. You get so many.
Lacey Bell Phillips. Me as a performer.
Okay,
that's where
okay.
I do. Like for me as a performer, as a director, as a choreographer, and as a songwriter, I work under that production company.
That is beautiful. So you just so, I mean, I don't even know how you even stay focused. You do so many things, you
Let
know?
Let me tell you, if I didn't have it all, I wouldn't be focused.
Right.
That's how I stay focused, by being busy, because
Idle
Mind is the devil's playground.
Hey, I believe you. I'm with you on that. I promise I am, because I haven't had no fun, so I guess I'm just like you.
Okay.
Definitely having no fun around here.
You
okay,
hey,
you
put him away. Put that puppy to sleep. So, but right now, let me tell you this, Carla. I am actually working with the Sweet and Hot Music Festival going on at the LAX Marriott right now this weekend. I'm emceeing there, and it's a 4-day music festival, and it encompasses jazz, blues, gospel, soul, R&B. With people like the Hughes Corporation is there.
Yes. Wow.
Mills Brothers, Ernestine Anderson. I mean, it's like a cavalcade of stars internationally. And I'm emceeing it with a hangover club with Uncle Earl.
Awesome. I need to figure out who I need to contact then, because I may want EOTM TV to come down and at least maybe cover something so we can get some stuff on our channel.
We can work it out.
We will. I don't know if I'm going to be talking to Uncle Earl or Lacey Darrell Phillips. Or I'm not
I
sure.
Like, I don't care what you call me, just as long as you call me.
Okay. So are you a singer also? Because I just heard a little bit of Barry White in you a little bit just now.
Yes, I am. I started as an actor and singer as a child.
Okay. Wow.
And my mom's a singer. Actually, did you see the film Lean on Me?
Yeah.
With Morgan Freeman? My mom is Mrs. Powers, the music teacher.
Oh, my. Are you serious?
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God. I got to really be your best friend. I got to really be your best friend.
Come on, join the family. Yeah. So that's my inspiration right there.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Very
really
positive
is.
Woman, great mom, and she's been there. She's still behind me no matter what I choose to do. You want to do that? Okay, go for it. Do it. I mean, she's been very a positive influence, you know. And I just lost my father, actually, this year.
He is still with me.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a whole different show also, because I'm actually like going through some things, Lacey, because I mean my mom passed away it's been like 10 years, and it's so sad, because I'm trying to, it feels like she's going away from me. And whatever you got to keep your dad there, I might need to talk to you, because you know I'm just going through, But you know, I'm just a crazy host, and I just say whatever comes to mind. Yeah, I hope I don't start crying in a minute. I might even take a first break. I'm just kidding. Definitely. So let me ask you this, Liz, because you're doing so many great things, and I'm sure that you're a mentor to a lot of people, maybe not directly, indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
But I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this project. Can I talk about my...
You can, please.
Yes, please. My partner in crime with the Alt Underground is a gentleman by the name of Mr. Clayton Karish, and he is the managing director of Center for Celebration Arts in Santa Monica. And he's been with me since day one. It's our project together. It's not just all about me.
Right.
And also have a new family member who's here with me right now. His name is Breck Wilson, and he's going to be joining the Ultimate Underground family as a producer and creative development team
member.
Wow.
What is his name?
Breck Wilson.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing just fine. How you doing, darling?
You know what? I'm doing super good. And see, Lacey's kind of funny, right? So I don't know if he's trying to do voiceovers. And is this Lacey?
No. You got me. I'm the real deal.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure. Well, tell us a little bit about you, considering you guys are in this together. I don't want to give Lacey all the shine. Let's talk a little bit about you and how you found yourself being a co-creator in this great enterprise, so to speak.
Well, actually, I'm not co-creator. Lacey, we met about 2 months ago out here in Hollywood, and I've been out here for about 20 years myself.
Okay.
Started out as an actor. And, I've gotten into production in the last 2 or 3 years. Eventually, you got to put the hat on yourself. Otherwise, you just get left in the fray.
Yeah. I hear you. That's what's up. That's exciting. So how you feel about being a part of this? It seems like something that's going to really take off and definitely be a great benefit to a lot of different people. So how does that make you feel?
Oh, absolutely. It's ecstatic. I mean, this is something, as any artist or any performer, you want to have as much control over your own destiny as possible, and that's what this project is all about. It's about putting kind of the power back in the artist's hands,
Wow.
And it makes me feel so good to be around somebody like Lacey because he's so energetic, and he's so positive, and, he's been around, man. He's been around for a long time. Not that he's old. He's not old, but he's been around for a long time.
That's impressive myself.
He's an old soul, but he's got a lot of wisdom, that's what you find in this business, somebody who's got wisdom and they're willing to mentor. And it's not all about them. It's about the craft. It's about the art. And, man, I sure struck gold on this one, I tell you.
Wow, that's so beautiful. You know what I definitely want to do, Lacey, and we'll talk about it, definitely having you, maybe having our crew come down, just watching you in action.
Okay.
Because that would be a beautiful thing just to, have that footage. Because you do so much. So for the listeners out there that are just tuning in right now, they're like, what are they talking about? All this great stuff, Lacey Phil, who is this Ultimate Underground Project? What is this? Go ahead and share with them again. I know it's definitely for not just indie artists. It's for dancers.
It's for everyone. It's what it is what we do is educate, enlighten, and entertain on a global scale through music, arts, education, and entertainment.
Okay.
And you can be from 1 year old to 101. You have a place in the underground, Ultimate Underground.
All right.
We are the voice of the people, basically.
Okay. So if I have, a colleague that's an actress and she's trying to get her skills up in acting, would the Ultimate Underground Project be able to facilitate that?
Yes, and if we can't, we have streams of people that we can guide them to.
Okay.
So what we are truly is like an information highway as well.
Okay.
We have a wealth of a pool of talented people that we know and have worked with that we all share and say, okay, I'm not going to be greedy with this. It's about sharing, like I said. If I'm overwhelmed and something is not right for me, I'm not just going to take it. Just to get it, I'm going to pass it on to my brother or my sister, who is skilled and highly qualified.
Right.
You know what it's about, really.
Right. So who I know we talked to Brett. So tell us about some of the other people that are involved in this project.
Okay. Well, we have acquired a new social media and marketing queen. Her name is Jamie Lee Saltagar, and she's a Filipino-American. And I met her actually at a Music Saves Lives event.
Wow.
A couple of months ago through Russ from Music Saves Lives. And we hit it off that day, and she says, oh, what you doing? Something. We talked about it. And she's like, I'm in. I want to join the Army. So she jumped on board. And like I said, there's Clayton Reese Carriage. Also, I have a couple of cameramen. One special man to me, Mr. Reginald Brown. He is a professor at Southwest College, as well as UCLA. And he's one of our cameramen and director of photography and creative team leaders. So he's been in the business, like, longer than I have. I mean, he was in the business when I was a performer. He was filming me. And
wow.
He says, man, I love what you're doing. I want to work with you for, you know, whatever you need. You know, so I've got him, Reginald Brown. There's also Alan Walls, who's another creative person and camera guy. He's a performer and director, actor that I've known for years. We have the same birthday, too. We're both Pisces. So
alrighty.
Yes, there's Reggie Love, who works as a camera woman. She does music, anything production that I need. There's Thomas Halstead, who works on my interior design or sets that we need. I mean, we have it. I have my
right.
Entertainment lawyer is Deborah L. Johnson. I have a business strategist, Byron Montgomery, who is the son of Barbara Montgomery, who was on Amen. And we grew up in New York. Yeah. So, you know, I remember my friends and people, and I round them all up. I say, hey, man, I'm doing something. Or you're doing something, young lady. You know, you want to come on board? And I'm just gaining these soldiers that are
mm-hmm.
beautiful angels coming around me to help me with this. Because, like I said, I can't do this alone. No
right.
one can do this. I'd be crazy if I said I did.
Right, exactly. You would
well,
be crazy.
And as you get to know me, Carla, you'll know that I'm giving. And if you need anything, you know, I want you to come on my show, too. You know
right.
that.
Right,
so,
and I will be there.
You better come on. I'm going to come get
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. You don't have to worry. You're doing a lot of really great things. Now, I'm going to do all, you know, as founder of this company, I'm definitely going to do all I can to be able to push the efforts for the Ultimate Underground Project. You know, I'm a publicist as well.
Yes,
so let
thanks.
Me know what we can do on that end. Because, I mean, it definitely coincides with what, you know, our whole philosophy is
mm.
definitely empowering, enlightening,
mm.
and just encouraging minds.
Yeah, and educating them too.
Yes, definitely, mm. definitely. You know, I mean, there's so many talented people out there, especially in Hollywood. You know, and a lot of people, you don't even know about this. I mean, I know
what?
A lot of different indie artists, you know, entertainers that can definitely benefit. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely will be, oh, my God, definitely.
You know, they call this the graveyard for artists, you know,
mm.
here today, tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Yeah,
so, I mean, so I know that you definitely, it seems, I think that, I don't know who brought up legacies. I don't know if it was you or Brett. But, by the way, I didn't even get to say bye to Brett. It just
no,
came back to you. You're so rude, Lacey.
Oh, he's here, Brett.
I'm just kidding. But, no, Brett, if our listeners, I know you gave a lot of great information and stuff, and so I just wanted to be able to give you a platform to share your information in regards to, like, if they wanted to contact you. I know you work directly. You work with Lacey as well. But definitely feel free to share if you guys are on Twitter or Facebook, because I do want to stalk you all. Give me your information, please.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. You can stalk us any day, 7 days a week. And I'm on all the social medias as well, Facebook, Twitter, all of them. And I've got an easy email to remember. It's BreckWilson@live.com.
Is that how you spell Breck?
B-R-E-C-K and then Wilson@live.com. You remember the Breck girls, the 60s shampoo? You remember that?
No, I wasn't even born in the 60s.
Of course not. But, yeah, that's my email address. But as you said yourself, you can get in touch with me through Lacey or any one of his websites, ultimateunderground.com. You know, you can reach me at any one of them.
You guys are so awesome. You really are. I just want to just, like, cry, you know.
That's sweet. That's sweet.
But, no,
hey,
I'm serious.
It's all right, sugar.
Who was that? What personality was that? Tell me.
That was Uncle.
I knew that.
That was Uncle Earl. Uncle Earl for the world.
Yeah. But
yeah.
So have about 11 minutes, so I do want to touch on a couple more things, and this question is going to be for you and Brett. Brett, I'm sorry. Okay, so you mentioned social media a little bit. You said you said that you were on all social media, and me having a PR and marketing background, that was just a light in the back of my head going off. I'm like, he's talking about social media again, because I believe it's so paramount for anybody, not just our artists, you know, corporate America, as far as social media. So I just wanted to find out what you guys' thoughts on social media and promoting one's service or business.
This is Uncle Earl, and I'm going to pass it over to Brett. But, you know, I think it's key. Like I said, when you meet someone, you can't just expect to meet them one time and they remember you. You must be proactive. You know, you must search. Don't just wait for people to come to you. You get out there, you try to put yourself on as many of them as you can and interlink them so that your network will help you. You know, you meet someone, you keep in touch. You just say hi. You don't ask for something all the time. Just say, hello, how you doing? You know, just want to say hi. You know, and then in turn, their connections will come to you. You know, just, it's about being positive, sharing. When people see that you have an open door, they want to come in and they will invite you in. So I say just try every media. I'm on like everything, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, Plaxo, Headliner.fm, Last.fm, Jangle. There's so many of them, and they all serve different purposes, but they all work in tandem as well. You know, but see, once, don't get caught up being up in your room all the time either, because that's no existence. You got to get, once you make those connections, you got to get out there and meet them.
Right. That's true. Question really quickly, then we'll take it to Brett. But so does it make me like a stalker, since I'm like, all those that you named, I'm your friend? That's kind of spooky. Brett, take it away. Brett, go ahead. What are your thoughts on social media?
Well, no, I mean, that's, you know, technology is there to use, and you have to use it. You've got to be on everything out there, Facebook, LinkedIn, Plaxo, Twitter. I'm sure there's several I'm forgetting. And like Lacey said, once you get on there, you can link all of them. So everything is sent to one place, whichever one you use the most. And you get all of that information. And I hate to sound like, because I'm definitely not, none of us are in this business, a 9-to-5-er. But you need to set, you know, some type of schedule for yourself that maybe in the morning, afternoon, you know, depending on what kind of person you are. I'm not a morning person, but, you know, you get up, you work 2 hours a day on the social network, you answer as many as you can, you get all of that done, and then you get out there and you hit the pavement, you hit the street, you know, and you talk to your agent if you're lucky enough to have one yet. Or, you know, you've got to be up there in and amongst the people. You know, that's where you really get things done face-to-face. You know, if you're in front of the computer all day, you're not going to – nobody's really going to get to know who you are. You know, maybe you articulate, you write well, but they're not going to really get to know the performer, you know, the artist.
Right.
And that's why you've got to, you know, figure out how to incorporate the social media into your life, into your system, into your work program, and then you got to get out there and hit the pavement.
Wow, I love that. That's some great – advice, you know. I mean, it's so true, because I can remember, you know, I was in Atlanta for 10 years, and I actually was in real estate, and then we launched the radio. But I was really more so on the internet. So almost 2 years ago, I decided to move back to California to really launch the PR firm, and that I had to be out there hitting the pavement and stuff. And it definitely helped, because those people who saw me on the internet for all those years when I was in Atlanta, they remember me, and, you know, so they're like, okay, now, so you're like smack dab in our face, and you know, so that does, you know, it does matter.
And that's,
you know,
that's so funny that you talk about real estate. You and I got a lot in common. I did the same thing. I mean, because we got to make money. You got to survive.
Yeah, right.
And I went back. I went back east for a little while, and I picked up my real estate license. And, you know, I thought that'd be something to, you know, to have good to fall back on.
Exactly.
Real estate market fell apart. I don't know if you're following it. I'm sure you are a little bit.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
It kind of fell apart. So here I am back out west. You know, which is my passion, and this is what where I'm supposed to be. But I'm glad I picked that up. And that's another thing, you know, anybody out there listening, I mean, you got to have something, you know, to fall back on. There's nothing wrong with picking up as many, you know, professions or whatever
right.
as you can along the way. But you got to stay focused on your passion. You got to be passionate about what it is you do in life, you know. And if that's real estate, if you're passionate about real estate, more power to you, you know.
Wow.
But for me, you know, I love real estate. It's a good investment. You know, it's always a great, safe place to put your money. People need a roof over their house. It's the American
right.
But entertainment's it for me, baby. That's where I'm a lifer. I'm institutionalized. You know, I'll be in this business till the day I die. And hopefully that's a long way off.
Yeah, me and you both, definitely. Oh, my God, we can just sit around a coffee table and tell stories, funny stories, because I'm funny and stuff. But anyway.
Hey, let's make that happen. We'll sit around at the chimney. I like fire. We'll sit around out back and we'll just brainstorm, you know, get it all out there on the table.
Hey. Yes, what's up? We're going to make it happen. We definitely.
All right.
Yeah, you sound like you could dance too.
Absolutely.
Hanging with Lacey, I just think that he probably taught you a jig or two. I don't know. But,
not yet. I didn't get my hands on him yet, but it's coming, Carl. It's coming.
But I want you to know, Lacey, that when I come down to your studio, that you're going to have to teach me some dance moves because, you know, I can't do anything. And you could do everything, so you're going to have to.
What's the little light jig?
Yeah. I think I'm going to bring our some camera crews, our you know, our
team. Oh, that's down. Look out. Look
out
now.
Fun. But our time is definitely up, and I'm so sad. I'm about to really cry. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carla, so much. This has been wonderful, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. I want to let the listeners know again that they could definitely go to www.ultimateundergroundgroup.com to find out all about Lacey Darrell Phillips, a.k.a. Uncle Earl, and all the great things that they're doing, him and all his great people around him are doing. One more question, Lacey, and I forgot to ask you, but I cannot let you go until I do. Alrighty,
okay.
So considering you are just so multifaceted and stuff, we get a lot of different people, like I said, that listen to the show, especially up-and-coming entertainers. So if there is an aspiring entertainer out there listening to the show and they're seeking guidance in some capacity, I don't know, but what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to somebody that's just starting out in the business?
I say study, learn, look, and listen. Go back to the foundation. Start a few decades before you with whatever vein of entertainment that you're doing, whether it be acting, singing, dancing, or music. Go back a few decades, find out about our forefathers of whatever field you're in, and learn up, bone up on your skills, because you need to know where it came from before you can take it to another level.
Great advice.
Really study and educate, because I ask so many young people, you know, Jay-Z did it. No, Jay-Z found it from such and such a Gil Scott Heron. History, education is the key in anything, Carla. Education.
Yeah.
And even, you know, go take many different courses. Even if it's something that you're not necessarily focused on, it may help you down the line.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
And
wow,
then
great advice.
Then don't take no for an answer.
That's right. There you go. That's
wow.
The icing. That's the icing.
What was that? What was
every
that?
No is every yes.
You know, what was that? That person, I think it was like Colonel Franklin, and I'm black, so I'm always giving chicken analogies. But this guy, didn't they say that he was trying to sell his recipe over like 100? He got over 100 no's, and he eventually got a yes.
Yes.
So, you know, and it's like finger looking good. Isn't that the same?
Yeah, right. All that green.
So, yeah. I'm about to go have me some chicken, y'all, but thanks
you
again.
You making me hungry now, too, girl. You making me hungry.
Thank you, Lacey. Thank you, Brett. Until next time, we'll definitely have you guys on again. Until next time, thank you so much. And to the listeners out there, listen. Before you exit our radio page, you better subscribe to receive alerts to future shows because I'm a sick somebody on you. Just I'm a sick Lacey, and I'm a sick wreck on you. So
rock and roll, baby, rock and roll.
Subscribe to the receive alerts to our shows. They got me all tongue tied and stuff. I'm actually trying to eat some chicken as we speak.
Okay.
But anyway, that's my time. Thank you. Good night, y'all. Happy Friday. See you next time.
Everything gon' be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty young thing. I'ma ask her to take my hand, head to the floor, and we gon' dance. And when we get there, best believe we're gonna do what you said. Ain't no throwing hands, so don't stress. Step to the right and slide to the left.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.